We continue today with lesson number 74 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in the 18th Perek. We will be studying the 5th and 6th Mishnah today. Perek Yudches, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hei. Mita. Shehoisto Temeya Midros. Now, we have learned earlier in many other contexts that a bed upon which a zav has reclined becomes an av hatuma. That's what it means, tamei midros, because the zav himself is an av hatuma. And if he sits upon a seat or lies upon a bed or rides upon a saddle, he makes the saddle or the bed or the chair an avatuma like he is. If he stands on it or sits on it or lies upon it or hangs upon it or leans upon it, that's called tumas midras. His pressure, the pressure of the zav, the avatuma's body, is upon this piece of furniture. So the piece of furniture becomes subject to his pressure, his midras, his weight, was supported by this bed, chair, whatever, and therefore it is now also an avatuma. So you have a mita shehoisa temeya midras, it's an avatuma. Now, remember, a bed has two long sides, the length of the bed at the left and on the right side, and then it has two shorter sides, the top, the head, and the feet. So a bed, imagine a bed is a rectangle. The long end of the rectangle is the length, left and right, of the person who's sleeping. And the shorter sides of the rectangle are the head and foot sides, where the head is or the foot is of the person who's sleeping there. So if nitlo kitzoro shtechiroayim, if the narrower end of the rectangle is removed, let's say the frame of the at the foot of the bed is removed, taking along with it 2 feet from the bed. So now you still have the two lengths of the bed and the head. So it's sloping a little bit down. No, it's still temeya. You mekabel tuma. However, aruko shtechroayim, if the length, one of the lengths of the rectangle is removed, so the side of the bed is removed, along with 2 feet, one from the left foot of the bed and one from the left head of the bed, and that's all removed. Now the whole bed is sloping to a side. Person tries to sleep on it, he's going to roll off. So it's not a functional bed. Tahora, it is not mekabel tuma. But Rabbi Nechemya mitame, Rabbi Nechemya says, it is mekabel tuma, even if it's the aruko shtechroayim which were removed. Because Rabbi Nechemya says you can take that bed and prop it up against a wall or something, and in a pinch, you can sleep on it. So it's still a functional bed that can be mekabel tuma. The halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemya. Suppose you have a bed, again, imagine the bed as being a frame, 2 vertical sides lengthwise and 2 horizontal sides widthwise, and it's supported by legs, godad, and the legs themselves are supported by lishonos. Remember, we learned in Mishnah Dalet about lishonos, which are bits of wood which are used to prop up the legs, to support the legs. So suppose godad shtei lishonos loson, a person removed, chopped, cut off the 2 lishonos, the 2 supports, props from the 2 ends of the bed loson. So for example, the lower left and the upper right corners of the bed now no longer have the lishonos, so it's going to topple toward the upper left and lower right, because the lower left and upper right have been removed. So that is going to render the bed non-functional And Godach de Lishonos Lochson. Lochson is the word Alachson. Diagonally opposite corners of the bed are now lower, shorter than the other two diagonal opposites of the bed. So the whole bed is quite shaky. And it is, as we will see in a moment, Tahora. Similarly, Godach de Chiroayim Lochson. We have the words in the Mishnah, Godach Teich Ro'ayim Tefach Al Tefach Lochson, that Tefach Al Tefach is difficult to explain. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, takes out the words Tefach Al Tefach, which is what we will do. Kedayu Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mevilna Lismocholov. We can rely upon the Gaon here for our purposes, and we can say that what the person did here is he was godad, he cut or trimmed Shteich Ro'ayim Lochson, two of the legs diagonally opposite each other, the left foot leg and the right head leg were removed. So now it's toppling because at the two opposite corners of the bed there's no foot, and the other two are diagonally opposite, there is a foot. So it's going to shake this way and that, and it's not functional as a bed. No one can sleep in such a situation. Oh, shemia topochos mitefach, or he cut the legs down so that the whole bed is now less than a tefach from the ground. No one wants to sleep right on the ground under normal conditions. So in all of these conditions, Godach de Lishonos Lochson, Godach de Chirayim Lochson, or Mia Topachos Mitefach Tahora, this bed is no longer Tome because it is no longer a functional bed. Now, the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Vav, Mita Shahoiso Tomei or Midros, same situation to begin with. The Mita, a Zav, slept upon this Mita. So now the Mita is an Av HaTumah. Nishbira Aruka Vitikna, and the left long side, the left side of the bed, which was one long plank of pole of wood, or beam of wood, broke. But immediately he fixed it. All right, Tameya Midras. So now it is back in shape, and it is still Tomei Tumas Midras. It doesn't lose its Tumah. He fixed the Arucha number one. Now, in sequence, Nishbiroshniya, the long part of the bed from head to toe, is also broken. The Arucha Shniya is also broken. Vitikno, and he fixed it. Now, Tahora min HaMidras. Now it is no longer an Av HaTumah. Why? Because the two Aruchos that were there when the Zav slept upon it are now have both been broken, even though at this point they're not broken. He fixed the first, and he fixed now the second. But what do you have now? You have a new bed. This is not the same bed the Zav slept on, because the two Aruchos both have been replaced or fixed, and therefore there's a new ball game. Even though the first Arucha was repaired before the second one broke, nevertheless, the original Tumas Medras that occurred when the Zav slept there is now Botel, because when he repaired the second, Ponim Chadoshos Bo'olakan, it's now a new bed. A new bed is not Tomei Tumas Medras. It's not Tomei Av HaTumah, but Avol Tumei Maga Medras. The bed remains a Rishon LeTumah. Why? Because the first Arucha, which was the replacement Arucha for the first Arucha, became Tomei because it touched the bed. The bed at that point, with one Arucha broken, was still Tomei Tumas Medras. So when he replaced it with a new Arucha, that new Arucha became Tomei Tumas Maga Medras. It came into contact with an Av HaTumah. So it's a Rishon. And even after the second Arucha was broken, so the Tumas Medras, the Av HaTumah status is now gone because it's a new bed, Ponim Chadoshos, but it doesn't lose its Tumas Maga Medras. So it still remains a Rishon LeTumah. And as a Rishon LeTumah, it can be Mitamei, Ochlin Umashkin, foodstuffs and liquids, but it cannot be Mitamei, Odom Vekelim. Suppose, however, the Mishnah concludes, Lo Hispik L'Takenes HaRishonah. The first Arucha broke, and it's still broken. And then an hour later, the second one broke. So you have a bread with two broken aruchos, tohoro. The mitzvah is totally tohor. It's not even tomei tumas maga medras, because since the two aruchos are broken, it's a broken bed, shivrei kelim, can't be used, and it's not tomei any longer. And so we have finished Mishnah Vav, and in the process concluded lesson number 74.